Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today, we're speaking with Chris Felix. He's the Vice President of Sales in charge of education at Kajit. How are you doing today, Chris?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am really excited about talking to you and just excited about what this year is going to be delivering to everybody out there in telecommunications. And yours is really going to be focused on the educational area. So I know our listeners are going to want to hear a little bit about that. Before we do, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and some of your achievements prior to coming over to Kajit?
Thank you very much. Absolutely. So I have been in wireless telecom for over 30 years. I like to think I started when I was three, but that's a memory that I keep to myself, I guess. But so 30 years working with pretty much all the carriers. It started back when it was Bell Atlantic Mobile, became Verizon. Then I spent some time at Sprint that became T-Mobile. And for me, it's always been the opportunity to work with large initiatives of the carriers, a lot of the first. Like we created the first government-wide contract. We created the first nationwide sales team. And the common theme in all that was figuring out what was the need? What was the key driving force behind what our solution can bring to the table for these organizations? Because we know when cell phones first came out, they were installed in your car, you had a transceiver in the back and coax cable running throughout your car and a roof mount antenna, and you got service in some places and others not. You know, now nobody would know how to live without a phone somehow permanently attached to their body in some form or fashion. So I think what I've enjoyed over the years is just figuring out how do we bring it to the place where it best serves the customer and helps them in their daily lives.
So that brings us to the present and your current position at Kajit. What really excites you about the position that you're taking on there?
So for me, it's a culmination. So I mentioned to you earlier that I'm a son of an FBI agent. My brother is a retired Army Ranger. My brother-in-law is a captain in the Baltimore City Fire Department. And my grandfather was one of the founding directors of NASA. And the joke is, I'm the phone guy, right? So I've got to live up to something there, because for me, I can't be shamed by them doing all this amazing stuff. So everything I've done with the carriers has always been focused on serving those who serve. And so what we've done is bring to market different products and so forth that help them, you know, serve, because obviously they're doing critical work. And so the opportunity to come to Kajit to me was outstanding, because I knew Kajit back when they were just selling phones for kids, and that those phones for kids became phones for schools, and phones for schools became phones for serving the digital divide and ending the digital divide. And then it goes now into healthcare and monitoring and private networks and so forth. So for me, the opportunity to jump on a rising star was just absolutely something I couldn't pass up on. And the opportunity to serve those who serve in the education world to me is just absolutely outstanding.
Okay, so now let's get into what you're actually going to be doing there. What's your actual role and responsibilities at Kajit?
Absolutely. So I have the honor of building an increased presence in the sales force for Kajit. So I'm the VP of sales, and I will be in charge of nationwide sales, including Canada and some of our efforts in the UK. We currently will be doubling our sales force. And the purpose behind that is really to give folks the opportunity to really dive in to their geographic territory that they're assigned as either an account executive or an account manager, kind of the true kind of hunter-farmer kind of mentality, to really find ways to best, you know, serve every district, county, state that we can from education perspective. From there, we've got some directors who have experience who will lead the teams and make sure that we can, again, get our products and services out there as quickly and efficiently as possible.
So you're the new guy on the block that I know you're going to be bringing a lot to the team. Maybe you could just sort of give us an outline of how you're really going to bolster that whole team effort.
Outstanding question. So for me, what we really need to do is get in front of the procurement. So what I mean by that is that there's such a need out there. I think one of the things, the carriers are great. Again, I built my career with the carriers, but what the carriers do not do as well as we should or should do is work to figure out exactly what the customer is needing. We need to make sure that we're figuring out what they need, asking those open-ended questions on the front end, and then providing a solution that matches that. Not saying, hey, here's my newest, latest shiny phone, and here's a great price on it, but here's a solution that works for what your needs are. And to me, that's what we can really do here at Kijiji, because we are carrier agnostic. We can offer whatever solution is necessary. And the focus on the customer experience is just outstanding here. So I think what we really will bring to market is, you know, if there's somebody who needs services in Oklahoma, we've got a person dedicated to Oklahoma. They understand the best contract vehicles and best procurement. They then understand where the money is, so they can follow the money and help the folks get what they need to get. And we will have the bandwidth and the power to do that, where before we were a smaller organization. So that's a very exciting opportunity to serve.
And how does this really help? How does your coming on board really help their expansion of the market into other territories and regions of the world?
Well, one of the things, that to use an old-fashioned term, after 30 years in telecom, I've got a very big Rolodex full of names of people who've done well over the years. And you know, my kids joke me, they say, "What's a Rolodex, Dad?" But anyway, the bottom line is, I know folks in all different markets. For example, we just brought in somebody to serve in Louisiana, Alabama, kind of that general southern area. And instead of having somebody, you know, say based out of DC at Kijiji headquarters, we've got somebody in that territory who knows that area. So what I'm bringing to the market is a wealth of folks who are telecom experts. They know how to talk the talk, and they know enough to bring in the right people where need be and the right partners, but to really have that local knowledge. So we are interviewing very rapidly, and we have about 10 additional folks just on the business development side, before the end of the quarter.
What is it that you really like about this position that's different from all those that you've had previously?
Well, coming from two large carriers, what is an absolute breath of fresh air for me is the fact that at Kijiji, everybody's ideas are important. Everybody shares their ideas. Anthony is a senior vice president, and if one of my reps have an idea, they can call Anthony directly and or call me directly, and we have that conversation. It's not, you don't go through layers of people to talk to. You don't have to have committees and focus groups just to have an idea. You pick up the phone or you get on chat and you talk. And I love the way that Ben and Daniel, our founders, are involved in everyday activities, and just everybody is willing to do any job that's there. And to me, that I could not be more energized by that opportunity.
One thing that we didn't cover, and I'd like to get your take on it, is the security aspect of it. I know that education is critical to parents and colleges and universities, trying to make sure that their privacy is protected and everything. What kind of security do you guys offer?
Being 3 weeks in, I am still a student of all the things, but what I've found so far for both the private and secure networks that Kijiji brings to the table is amazing. I mean to me, that it's a holistic approach to security that really just brings in all different protocols from network, platform, and the individual device levels to pull together. So the Sentinel Shield, the Sentinel Direct Access, the way that it's approached, to me is second to none from what I've seen with the companies I work with in the past. So I look forward to be a student and learn more and more as I get onboarded here. But the focus on that, and the focus on bringing that to the table first, and the willingness to bring in partners and other folks to the table to make sure we're meeting that need, to me is very strong.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more?
Absolutely. Go to Kijiji.com anytime. You'll find access to white papers and studies and solutions and products that we have on board. It's a very easy connect to any of our folks, and we can definitely have somebody that's local to your area to talk the talk and talk about your area to provide you all the information that you need.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Chris Felix. He is the Vice President of Sales at Kijiji. And Chris, I think you're going to have a lot of fun there. This is going to be a really exciting year, number one. I think it's really an exciting time in communications, and you're going to be working with some of the basically people of our future, you know, so you need to take good care of these people and the kids.
That is a guarantee.
Great. Thank you. Good talking to you.
Thank you.